Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LC-MES International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. The Reverend Dr. James Bannock is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LC-MES International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Mark, chapter 12. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The reading from Mark 12 is set right in the heart of Holy Week. For those challenging Jesus, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, it's a pretty tense and anxious week. They're out to arrest him. They're out to kill him. They're out to rid this Jesus of Nazareth once and for all. All week long, they've been challenging him. They've been trying to trick him. They've been trying to trap him. But then one scribe comes forward. He seems truly intrigued by Jesus and asks him a serious and legitimate question. He seems to really want to know what this rabbi thinks. Which commandment is the most important of all? Now, why would someone want to know an answer to a question like that? It seems so out of place, so out of character from the rest of the conversation that week. It would seem this scribe desires to know God, to truly know him and to truly know his word. And he wants to know which commandment to work on the most, to be approved by God, because that would certainly be in character with the scribes. I mean, there's basically 10 to choose from, right? As he learned them from Moses. Am I supposed to be approved by God by keeping the Sabbath? Am I most acceptable to God by honoring my parents or not murdering my neighbor or being sexually pure? How do I make myself right with God? By not gossiping about my neighbor, not stealing my neighbor's stuff? Not coveting his wife or his family or his property? The Pharisees had over 613 laws around God's word, apart from God's word, and believed them to be necessary to gain favor with God. And if all of Israel could keep all God's commandments and prove themselves righteous before God, then God would return and restore the kingdom of Israel even better than that of King David. And it all depended on man. And so, Jesus, seeing you answer everyone's questions so well, tell me, which commandment is the most important that I might be right with God? Have you ever been at those gatherings with family or friends and the conversation goes to religion? It's especially if you're a church worker, it's a little uncomfortable. Pious Christians with so many opinions. Often the common denominator really is, if you really boil it all down, is what do I have to do to get to heaven? Or in whom do I trust to get paradise, whatever that may be in their minds, or to gain favor with God? It sounds something like this. Some are convinced that there's a little good in everyone, and God ignites the smoldering goodness fuse inside of us that we may then be charged to live a life of good works in order to please God and gain God's favor and hope, just hope we might get to heaven. Some are sincerely certain that they have to make a decision to follow Jesus and get halfway up to God so that he can then reach down with our good intention and do the rest of the work to get us into heaven. You know, we do our part, he does his. You know, God helps those who help themselves. Not in the Bible, by the way. Some believe that we are saved by political leaders, like in the United States. It's the city on the hill, they say. It's God's new Israel. The United States will save the world and will save the church. That's not in the Bible either. And there's about 100 to 1,000 other variations of thought and convinced opinion about God, how to gain his favor, how to live as his people, how to get to heaven. And so, which is it? Which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus said, the most important is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord Yahweh, is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment, singular, greater than these," plural. These words would not be new to the scribe or anyone listening in. These words of Jesus, they're the words of the great Shema of the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 6, Israel's creed of faith, taught by every Israelite child from generation to generation, including the words of loving God and loving neighbor. Moses taught these words to Israel, not as a formula of how to become God's people, but as a creed and life and a faith of ones who are God's people. In the giving of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, God begins, "I am the Lord your God." He establishes a relationship. I'm God, you're not. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. I have redeemed you. I have done all the work that needs to be done. He states what he graciously did for them, especially here, leading them out of Egypt. And then he gives his commandments on how to obey and how to live as God's redeemed children, whom he led through the waters of the Red Sea into the Promised Land. For Israel and for us, to disobey God's commandments is indeed to rebel against him, to reject him, and to make the world and self and Satan our ruler and our king. And yes, those words of St. Paul echo in our ears, the wages of sin is eternal death. And to obey these commandments is to love God and to cherish him and to cling to his word and to rejoice in his gracious mercy and to praise him for his salvation, which he alone accomplished by grace and favor to us. These conversations you have with family and friends about God and religion, I think our scribe would fit right in to the dinner party. "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that God is one and there is no other besides him, and to love him with all your heart and with all your understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than whole burnt offerings. I think he's starting to get it. Yes, that's true. But Jesus then made a rather astounding statement. Jesus saw that the scribe had answered wisely. The same way in which he may see us and our family and friends in our conversations about God and his word. At least we're talking about God and his word. You are not far from the kingdom of God. The missing puzzle piece in the scribe's thinking is that the kingdom of God was standing right there in front of him. God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the salvation of the world, one who kept the commandments perfectly in our place. How to get to heaven. What discipleship means. What it means to be a Christian. What it means to keep the commandments comes into perfect focus, completes the puzzle, fulfills and puts an end to all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Jesus is God. This is who he is. The relationship is established. Jesus sacrificed himself for the sins of the world. This is what he alone has graciously done for his people, including us. Jesus is the burnt offering that rises to the Father, that aroma, and to which God declares, "You are forgiven. You are my beloved children, and I have done it all for you." And while the commandments do indeed accuse us of our sin, to which we flee for Christ's infinite mercy, we now live the commandments. Not to become God's children, not to do our part, but because we are his children. We are his redeemed, forgiven, loved children of God in Christ Jesus. We are not far from the kingdom of God because we are united with Christ in our baptism, and Christ is preached into our ear constantly that gives us life and faith and salvation, all to which we thank and praise, serve and obey him. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.